record. This is the meeting with the ICANN board.
Could I ask the participants to start taking their seats, please? Well, I can see everybody's keen to get going. That's the fastest I've had everyone in place for any of these sessions yet today. So welcome back to Steve Crocker and to Fadi Shahade and the ICANN board. I'd invite any ICANN board members who have joined us to take a seat at the table. We did hopefully clear out enough space for you, so if there's anybody who still doesn't have a spot, please do come up and join us if you can. It's been a really productive meeting today. I think I'd like to start this session off, Steve and Fadi and the ICANN board, I'd like to start this session off by giving you sort of a high-level summary of the issues that have been discussed today, and then focusing the discussion around two broad sets of issues, one around globalization or internationalization, and secondly, around the next accountability and transparency review. But what I can say in general is that the spirit in this room today has been extremely constructive and extremely positive. There has been a real appreciation for us for having this meeting. I think the meeting has been welcomed by many of the participants around the table, and I think they have brought to it a real spirit of constructive engagement to today's discussions. There has been strong support around this table for ICANN and for the multi-stakeholder model, and for the success that this model has demonstrated in building, developing, and securing the internet and the benefits that it brings to our societies and to our citizens. There is a consistently expressed desire for ICANN to continue the work that's been started to demonstrate accountability and transparency, given the importance of the mandate and the task that is in ICANN's hands. There was also a recognition that in governments that we need to recognize the boundaries of ICANN, that for many countries, other internet issues are perhaps more important, whether it's accessibility of the internet or the development of internet policy, and that ICANN has a specific and defined role that we need to participate in at governments, but there are boundaries around that role, and it's not fully comprehensive. There was a recognition as well of the need to strengthen the GAC, to strengthen our operations, our working methods, our efficiency, to strengthen our domestic support to our GAC members. We had a very interesting discussion this morning after you left about the policy development processes within governments that governments need to undertake in order to support the work that their GAC member does and the policy positions that they bring to the GAC. And the development of multi-stakeholder models within countries and just the range of not only stakeholders but also government agencies and organizations that these policy issues touch upon. So for every GAC member that's sitting at the GAC table has a complex coordination and negotiation and policy development process back home that also needs to be supported. And also a recognition that we need to ensure through those processes that we as governments bring quality advice to the GAC. So those were some of the general themes that came out during the discussion. And then as for the recommendations and the issues that we thought we would focus on today in our discussion with you in terms of going forward and looking at ICANN and ICANN's role and the relationship between ICANN and GAC, they fall kind of into two buckets. And what I would suggest is that we start, I'll give sort of a brief overview of both of them, but then we separate them and start with one and then the other. And the two issues are globalization, or as you called it this morning, Fadi, internationalization. And the second one is issues that the GAC or that the high-level meeting is signaling are of importance, we believe, for the next review of the Accountability and Transparency Review Team. On the globalization issue, I think there is a common view that there is that there's under-participation by many countries and regions of the world in the first round of the GTLD, and that's demonstrated by the number of GTLD applications from various regions and the disproportionate weight of some regions in the first GTLD process. Also, there are challenges for small countries. So to participate in the GAC, to participate in ICANN, both from a technical and logistical perspective, and also, obviously, their private sectors to participate in the GTLD. Some of this is being addressed through fellowships, for example, to encourage participation here. But there, I think there was a view around the table, and many suggestions were made about the kinds of things that could be done to address these two issues, one being participation in the GTLD and the other being the challenges for small countries and the need for more support to encourage a broader representation of participation at the GAC and among countries that are less well-resourced, and also to support those countries in their participation. So I think I'll just pause there, I would turn to my colleague from Kenya, perhaps, to elaborate a bit on the issues that were raised this morning on this front, and then perhaps we can open it up for a discussion with yourselves and with the other members of the board, and then when we've exhausted that subject, we'll come back to the ATRT.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I would like to thank the Canadian government once again for organizing and hosting this high-level meeting. The new GTLD program exposed the weaknesses in terms of participation from developing country regions, but at the same time provided a very good opportunity to begin to question and to find out what the reasons were. And we are very pleased and commend the ICANN board and ICANN generally for having supported, and especially the new CEO for having supported the development of the first African strategic plan. And we also note that the Latin American and Caribbean region has also developed theirs. It's a good beginning, and it's a good way to start to continue the bottom-up approach, and we hope that this will continue and probably see other regions doing the same. So it may contribute to a global way of contributing to the broader ICANN strategy, which is a very important process, especially for our countries, and also an important one to contribute towards the, building the multi-stakeholder model. In addition, another issue that we would like to actually present when it comes to the issue of globalization is with the new proposal of the lottery, the lottery approach toward the new GTLDs. Beyond giving priority to IDNs, also again looking at undeserved, underserved geographies during this round and also for the next round to ensure that the Latin American and the Africa region are not left behind. Thank you.
Would other participants at the high-level meeting want to comment on this issue before we ask the board for some comment? Recognize Australia.
Thank you, Chair. Just to build on the comments of Kenya a little. We certainly welcome the development of the African strategy and other initiatives which were outlined this morning. I just wanted to emphasize that there are a number of other countries that may sometimes be in danger of being overlooked, and I draw the board's attention in particular to Pacific Island countries. There's quite a range of them. Some of them are extremely small, and they face a particular set of challenges, both in terms of the technical challenges of basically embracing the internet in their own jurisdictions. And it does seem to me that ICANN might consider perhaps a more overt technical assistance strategy of the sort which some countries in the region already provide some, but it does seem to me that ICANN could perhaps be more deliberate about that. And also, I think reference has been made to fellowships. I think that's a very good initiative, and I think something which the board should quite deliberately expand upon. Thank you.
Brazil.
So I'm going to speak in Portuguese.
I would like to put emphasis on the words said by the representative of Kenya, and I would like to make a suggestion with respect to the prioritization for the domain names, so as to ensure a geographical balance for these names. So the prioritization for these regions that have submitted less applications would be a way to balance the geographical balance and to expand the participation of these regions with generic names and top-level domain generic names. Thank you very much.
Would anybody else like to intervene on this point? Well, then perhaps I could turn it over to Steve, Fatty, or your delegate on the board to comment.
Without any question, we are extremely interested in globalization, and I take your point. I think globalization is a preferable term over internationalization. And translating that single thought into action is where all of the interesting work is. Expanding the number of top-level domains in the regions that did not send very many names in is certainly one approach. Having greater participation from countries in those regions is another. There may be yet other things to do. One of the things that comes to mind as I listen to all of this, just in terms of the participation, is that it's one thing to have to look at ICANN as the focal point. I look at ICANN as one of a family of organizations that tries to serve the community. And an area where we might have some further discussion is the role of regional organizations. We have extremely vibrant regional internet registries, regional top-level domain organizations, center in Europe, LAC TLD in Latin America, and comparable around the world. Chapters in Internet Society, and of course, even within the within ICANN, we have the at-large community as well as the GAC trying to provide participation and engagement in a global sense. It's it's a challenge, but in the most positive sense of a challenge, to see how best to allocate resources and to encourage participation. And the best participation is that that comes from the that springs up, that wells up from the natural inclinations of the communities that are there. That does not; those words don't translate directly into an action plan. For that, we hired Fadi, who is far better at it than I am. Yeah, let me pass it to you.
There is a fundamental shift going on at ICANN. And the shift is to take responsibility for the space we are serving, not just to sit in our Los Angeles office and say, we're here, if you need us, call us. We have responsibility. We can no longer sit back and not engage. We have to engage. So this morning, I was very clear, and if you notice, there was a very small word under even my GTLD, Registry and Registrar Services. I described under that word, and I'll post my slides for all of you to see, the word was growth, that part of our responsibility is to help regions grow. And alone, we can't do that. This must be done with partnerships, and Steve just listed a few of the partnerships we intend to proactively engage to build real growth and development. We can't on our own do that across the planet, but we will work with partners to do that. We are committed to that. And the partners include many organizations, including international organizations, including fellow internet organizations, ISOC and others. It includes you as people directly concerned with the well-being and the progress of your own people. It includes civil society. And I'll give you just as an example, what we just did in Africa was to go to Africa and invite Africa to do its plan. They gave us the roadmap. Our job is to make the roadmap work. And again, I will recognize the incredible embrace that we got from Minister Pilot in India when we met him in Budapest last week, when he immediately said, I will put in place a multi-stakeholder view of how India can work with ICANN. And we're working to support him to make that happen. That's engagement. We're committed to that. So on both points that you brought up, Marta, ensure there is proper participation and there is support for more participation. We're committed to that. And we have both Sally Costerton and Tarek Kamel to ensure that we don't just say words, that next time we meet, we show you this hopefully in numbers. That's what we need to do. And then secondly, on the challenges, boy, I understand these challenges. If I watch what it takes me as someone who is fluent in English, even though it's the last language I learned, but I've worked in the English system because it's not just a question of language, it's a question of understanding a system. And everything we do is built in a certain system that makes it very hard for people to participate, to come on board. It is incumbent upon us to translate not just the language, but the system of engagement to a system that is understood by the people who need to participate. And we are also committed to that. And we look for the partnership with you to make that happen.
Let me ask our colleague Gonzalo Navarro from Chile to also intervene.
Thank you very much. My name is Gonzalo Navarro. I'm the chairman of the Global Relationship Committee of ICANN. And considering that this is a globalized environment, I'm going to add my comments in Spanish. So I will try because I'm from Chile, so we don't speak a really good Spanish.
Thank you. At this time, I don't have much to add.
because we have said a lot, not only in the last few minutes, but throughout the day and in the presentation that Fadi made and with the comments made by Steve, or our deliberations in Prague or in the meeting in Costa Rica this year. Undoubtedly, we have made a lot of progress. I want to refer to this term, internationalization, that you have heard being mentioned several times in this meeting. Personally, I believe that we should reflect it differently. Internationalization is not the adequate term. ICANN is already an international organization. What we are doing and what you have witnessed in the presentations that we heard today and in our discussions here is that that international presence can be improved and enhanced, and there are several tools being considered in order to enhance that global reach. In that regard, the strategy that was put forward for Africa today, it has just been presented in parallel to this meeting. That is a strategy conceived by the African people for ICANN and not by ICANN for the African people. And that is a good example of how we should work and how we should address this issue of globalization. Or a different word that we use in French, as Sébastien Bachelet likes to call it. After Africa, Latin America implies also a similar effort, but these efforts cannot be made in isolation. Africa and Latin America need to come up with strategies, but this stems from the fact that for a long time they haven't had an adequate participation that is consistent with the talent and the commitment and with the efforts of the people who participate in those regions, whom I know very well, that they have participated not only in ICANN, but in other settings. This progress, in addition to a multiplicity of tools, will enable enhanced participation and more involvement. I was thinking about the words that I could speak at this point, especially about Latin America, because this is the region that I come from. Why is it important that organizations like ICANN reach out to a region? If you look at the new GTLD programs, you see 20 or 21 applications from the region. Some of them come from the business sector. Others have to do with territories. And this is a symptom of the little relevance that ICANN has in the region? No, I don't think so. ICANN is part of a number of instruments that serve the developing countries, Latin America, Africa, and that is the Internet. That is not the most crucial part, but undoubtedly it is an element that can help us. This effort of internationalization that is being made and that it is being made by us and by the Internet community as a whole, this will allow us to make more progress. And we had a great summary made by the Kenyan representative and also by the representative from Brazil. I invite the colleague from Brazil to reinforce, to strengthen the dialogue, given the important role that Brazil has played in the discussions on the Internet governance over the last 5 or 6 years. And I also encourage you all to join us in these efforts. Thank you.
Thank you very much for those comments. One thing I would note to the participants who've just joined us is it's a very large room. It's particularly hard to see the people at the far end of the table. So please wave, and between myself and Steve and Fadi, we'll pick you up and keep a speakers list going.
Board Director
Shireen Talabi.
Thank you. The new GTLD program was mentioned earlier, and the comments made were absolutely right in terms of the participation from underrepresented countries. One of the things we could tell you specifically is that
We have made commitment to a second round of applications. But one thing for sure we're going to do is we're going to do some real serious reviews prior to launching the second round to learn from the lessons of the first one. And not only looking at things like trademark protection and other things, but one of the most important things is how to improve our effort to solicit participation from those geographies which are underrepresented in the DNS. And when we're going to do that, we're also going to publish a report of our work plan before we go forward with the second round. So you have our commitment that we will learn from the lessons of the first round, and we will take this into account before we launch the second round.
I think it would be safe to say on behalf of the participants at the meeting today that that's very welcome news. That was a suggestion that had come up in our previous meeting, and I'm sure that there will be many participants here who will be very, very pleased to hear that. It's very responsive to the issues that have been raised, and will put ICANN in an excellent position to respond prior to the next round, and also to really assess what the issues have been. So congratulations on that. That's very positive news from our perspective. Are there other participants in the high-level meeting or the members of the ICANN board that would like to intervene on this issue? No? Okay. So why don't we go on to the second bundle of issues that were raised at the high-level meeting today, which really are around accountability and transparency issues that participants have identified as priorities for governments for ICANN and the GAC to look at in the next accountability and transparency review. I think there was a general feeling around the table that ATRT 1 had been extremely and a very, very helpful process, had identified some very practical recommendations vis-a-vis strengthening the GAC and strengthening the relationship between the GAC and the ICANN board, recommendations that have had tangible outcomes, particularly in terms of the way that GAC advice is transmitted to the board, is tracked, and the ICANN board has accountability for responding to GAC advice. So I think that the view has been that this was a very useful process from government's perspective, and they are looking forward to being able to raise some issues for the next review. And I would turn first on this matter to Singapore, and then to Denmark to summarize the issues that were raised around the next ATRT.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. As you said, in our earlier high-level meetings, we discussed the ATRT recommendation and we took stock of the status of implementation. We congratulate ICANN and we commend the commitment of ICANN in taking steps to implement most of the 27 recommendations, and that is a very encouraging sign. Of course, in the earlier set of ATRT, the ICANN recognized that the GAC should be engaged as often as possible in the policymaking process of ICANN. But in the next phase of ATRT review, I think the meeting recognized that not only GAC should be engaged in the policymaking process of ICANN, but GAC should be engaged in as early as possible, and also to be consulted by as many SOs and ACs as possible in the ICANN process. We all know that currently the guests only get advice to what's policies making the decisions. So in the next phase, perhaps we would like to see guests to be engaged as early as possible and as widely as possible in ICANN policy making process. Also, we feel that it's also important that in the next review, some of the subunits of ICANN, like, for example, INR, the transparency accountancy of those subunits, perhaps should be strengthened so as to give confidence to, you know, other stakeholders in the ICANN, in the internet community. So far, these are the internal working process of ICANN, how to strengthen ICANN operational efficiency, to give confidence to government and other stakeholders. Other important areas we recognize is, as we all know, internet has outgrown its initial stage of initial role in the technical field. And in fact, internet is now so prevalent in the life of each of our citizens in the society. And two areas are important: the security and the level of trust of end user in using internet. And perhaps in the next review, the ATRT, perhaps ICANN can look in the area to how to give confidence to governments and the users in ensuring that the security, the level of trust of internet is properly governed and for the best interest of all. So these are the areas the high-level meeting feel that perhaps in the next review, starting next year, ICANN can focus some attention in this area. Thank you.
Thank you. I have Denmark next and then the EU.
Thank you. We also think that the accountability and transparency process have been most helpful. Certainly, it has been a good exercise. When entering into the next phase, of course, it's important to have an evaluation and take stock and see what have happened. As also was mentioned, from a government point of view, we are very interesting to be in the process as early as possible. I think it can benefit all of us. When I can make a proposal, it will be better that we can be engaged in an early stage, so the process and the timeline can be shorter. What I especially will focus upon is the financial transparency, which we think is needed. Look at it from a Danish point of view, which I might take. The process of the GTLD have been difficult, and it is still difficult. And if I, as government official, look at the situation in Denmark, in industry cannot see what is in for them in the GLT process. The users can either, and we from the government side can see it's difficult. And the meeting which I have had with a representative for Danish industry, the word of is this process a money machine? And if when something like that come up, then people, of course, question with the process, the organization set up. So that's why we think it's important to have much more transparency in the financial side. Also, as the GTLD will give a big income, but there will also be a big expenditure, so it will be important to track the income and the expenses aside and have real transparency in that way. And as you said, Fatih, transparency and accountability should be in the genes of the DNA. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, Chair. Well, first of all, we would like to congratulate the new CEO, Fadi Shadeh, to the decision to change the reporting lines of the contractual compliance department to report directly to you. We definitely think this is a step in the right direction. We would also like to signal, and it was touched upon by Denmark briefly, the need to ensure appropriate EU representation in this process at an early stage for the second review on accountability and transparency, and I just referred to the, we think, key participation of Fabio Colasanti, who was Director General of DG IMSO, as some of you may know, and he was tied to this as an independent expert. I'm not saying that's the model we should use for this time, but just to signal very clearly that we would like to be on board at an early stage. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can I turn it to Steve and Fadi or other members of the ICANN board?
Good. So I'll say something, Fadi, you'll say something, Chris, and anybody else who wants to chime in. We're not quite done with the current ATRT, but it's moving along, and it's some parts of it are in very good shape, and other parts are taking a bit longer. It's certainly been a educational process and a very healthy process. And I'm frankly looking forward to the next round because it'll be good to build on what's happened in the past. A couple of points on the question of engaging the GAC more broadly in the policy processes and engaging earlier in the process. Let me offer a little bit of a perspective on this from where I've been sitting. I've been now sitting on the board in various capacities for an embarrassingly long time, 10 years. And there's been enormous growth, enormous evolution in all parts, and most particularly in the GAC, in a very positive way. One of the things that I can tell you from not being part of the GAC is a kind of ingrained sense of deference, that there is a very natural and specific sense that we who are not part of the GAC defer to the GAC in a number of matters and try not to intrude. So when it comes to things like policy development processes or interactions with other parts of the ICANN community, I I'm just speaking my own personal observations. I think there's been a hesitancy to try to initiate that, but certainly a very deep willingness to respond. I know that when I chaired the Security Stability Advisory Committee, we were always delighted to receive an invitation from the GAC, and we would come and interact on the subjects that we knew something about or that we thought we knew something about. Any initiative from the GAC for greater participation across the spectrum of activities in ICANN, I think, will be well received and will be treated with a great attention and response. So I think this the even just the articulation of the interest is already a significant step. The devil's always in the details, and so working out how to do this and getting some experience with it will be a positive thing that we can look forward to. But I think simply engaging and doing it will go a long way toward working out what that process ought to be. I think I'll not keep droning on in my own voice and turn things over first to Fadi, then to Chris, and anybody else who wants to.
Yeah, just a couple of comments on the ATRT. I did say today that we must move the ATRT from being a set of checklists or bulleted items into something we live by at ICANN. And we will do that. It's something currently worrying me. More importantly, as we start the second ATRT review, what I'm trying to do is change the culture within ICANN from looking at the ATRT review as someone coming to tell us what to do and dragging us down, to a perception that ATRT reviews and the outcomes of these is what gives us wings to fly. It's what makes us a mature, reliable, global organization. So I will do that. And I will do that from the beginning of the ATRT second review. And I will be there personally to start it and to shepherd it. And I will make sure that I manage this process as it should be managed. So that's my commitment to you as the president. The second thing on financial transparency, this is paramount. And as Denmark said, because the program is not simple, something new that's never been done before to a degree, it is even more incumbent upon us to make sure there is absolute clarity how every dollar we're spending is being spent at ICANN. And I will invite Shireen, my colleague on the board, who chairs our GTLD committee, to say something on that. But we're committed to that. We will continue doing that. And as you know, we have separated the GDLD budget from the rest of ICANN in order to at least have that clarity. But my commitment to that is absolute. And if at any time the GAC requires more clarity, more depth, more granularity at any level, we're committed to do that. I'm committed to show that.
Thank you. Chris, and then Bertrand, and then Shireen. Exactly. Chris?
Thank you, and good afternoon. I was actually on the original ATRT, the original team, so I have had the experience of going through the process. I just wanted to make a couple of points. The first is you talked about early engagement. Many of you who have been around the GAC will know that actually, in a sort of unofficial way, there are many examples of GAC early engagement in processes, mostly, to be fair, with the CCTLD community rather than with the GTLD community. But it does happen, and if I would ask you to be very clear about whether you're talking about early engagement formally, in other words, you want a formal process for early engagement, or whether you're talking about mechanisms to enable you to engage, which are not quite the same thing. The other point that I would make is on this is that there's a tendency to get stuck with reviews, a tendency to get stuck waiting for reviews. There is no reason why things like working on improved engagement have to wait for a review. That they can just happen in general conversation, and we can talk about those and get them done. So again, we should remember that improvement is not just review driven; it's day to day driven. And my last point is simply to remember that there is also often a tendency to lump things into reviews. And the ATRT is a review of accountability and transparency in ICANN, not a review of ICANN. There are plenty of other processes by which ICANN is reviewed. Thank you.
Bertrand?
Thank you. I would have a tendency or a desire to do it in French, and I struggle with the word accountability, so I'm going to do it in French-Canadian using accountability.
What I would like to highlight is that the affirmation of commitment meant a significant change in the system of accountability of ICANN, particularly because we shifted from an accountability regarding to only one government, to one speaker, to a review system that shows the accountability of ICANN with respect to the whole of the community through the various mechanisms, various review mechanisms. This change has been key. and it contributed a lot. But now it's part of our daily lives. But it was key when it was introduced to develop the internationalization of the organization. I would like to highlight and recall that the chair of the advisory committee is very important in nominating the members to the review team. It's a very important role of GAC through the GAC's chair, and this is part of a direct participation of GAC in the accountability mechanisms of ICANN. The second element, and I would like to complete what Chris has said, is that the reviews of the affirmation of commitments are just but one element within a continuum. ICANN and ICANN bylaws includes some other systematic mechanisms to review each structure and each substructure within the organization. The risk is to multiply the reviews one after the other and to keep on doing reviews. In many cases, this organization is an organization that continually evolves, has developed over past year, and now it is facing a landmark. I would like to emphasize that one of the thoughts and one of the discussions that is being held and will articulate with this ATRT, that is also the review of a GNSO that should take place next year, and the impact of the implementation of these new GTLDs on all the structures and processes of ICANN, and without giving any further detail about this, I'll urge you so that in the following months, I may receive the thoughts of GAC members about what may be the forecasted consequences to prevent new GTLDs in future years and how this will develop in next year. The presentation of FAD, the multi-stakeholder model, was the fourth strategic orientation. Being this in the medium terms will not prevent us from thinking of it in a deeper fashion.
Yes?
Shireen, thank you.
Shireen Chalabi. I'd like to talk in my capacity as head of the Finance Committee and pick up on the comments made by Fadi in terms of our accountability and transparency, particularly the comment made by my colleague and the concern about the new GTLD being a money machine. The comments I'd like to make is the money we collected from the new GTLD, we are not the beneficiary owners. We are only the guardian of this money, and you have our absolute commitment that this money is separate, is ring-fenced, it's going to be monitored and reported on for everyone to see. The other thing we're going to do is a multi-year forecast for the new GTLD program, and we are moving forward to coming to a point where we start reporting to the community and posting a quarterly report where everyone can see every dime that's been spent. So that's our commitment to accountability and transparency for the community. Thank you.
Excuse me. I'm going to take the privilege of augmenting these comments. The transparency and accountability of the funds entrusted to us for the GTLD program is something that we take quite seriously, as Shireen has said. In addition to all of the points that Shireen has made, one of the things that I think is also very important is as the program evolves, there will necessarily be reassessments of some of the assumptions, or the experience will not necessarily match precisely what the original plan was. This is normal. What I think is absolutely vital is that in our reporting, we not only tell you what is the current state, but to connect the dots and tell you what the changes were and why those changes existed, so that there is an understandable and proper line of responsibility as part of our accountability and transparency. This is something that I personally feel very strongly about and have made put strong pressure internally. I know that Shireen feels equally strongly about it. He has the very powerful joint role of chairing both the Finance Committee and the GTLD Committee, and we have quite strong support from the CFO, from Xavier Calvez. So I'm looking forward to being able to provide very, very strong responses with respect to the transparency and disposition of these funds.
Thank you very much. Yes, Egypt. Okay. And the UK.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick update on the work of the working group this week. We've already had a very fruitful discussion on the early engagement of the GAC within the PDP on Sunday, and we're committed to continue this discussion online. This is particularly a very important recommendation of the ATRT, and it involves different parties, the GAC, the board, the other SOs and ACs. So we'll try to take this online, and we'll be reporting back as soon as possible.
Thank you. I have the UK and Mexico wanting to speak next.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for the opportunity for this discussion with the board on the way forward and some of the critical issues that we all face as a joint community of stakeholders. I just wanted to come in at this point with regard to the next review and the financial issues to underline that the support I expressed for this earlier on was with regard generally to the financing of the organisation, so not limited to the monies that have come in with regard to the new GTLD round. So what I have in mind also is, you know, who is contributing to the funding of the organisation, the position of the GTLD registries vis-a-vis the country code registries, and how all this budgeting, income, allocation of benefits and resources is established, and the financial planning processes and so on. So I just wanted to make clear that quite understandably the discussion that we've just had is focused on the new GTLDs round, but I think it's important and critical for the organisation that the whole financial and funding and dispersal of resources environment we're working in are reviewed. Thank you.
Thank you. Mexico?
Thank you, Madam Chair. If you allow me, I want to speak it in Spanish. Bien.
As you mentioned before, Madam Chair, at the beginning of this session, Mexico fully supports the multi-stakeholder model that has been developed at ICANN. From our point of view, this new review of the transparency and accountability will be an additional contribution, and I think it will be stronger than the first one because we will consolidate and strengthen up this model. As we said before, we think this is a very strong basis to move forward to globalize ICANN. Provided that internet has been representing and is representing certain attitudes. So we think it's urgent to maintain this review team as it was made in the original team with a representation of the various regions of the world. and we are able to contribute as much as possible to strengthen this model and to allow this model to move forward.
Thank you for that intervention. I have an empty list. Are there others who would like to speak either from the high-level meeting or from the ICANN board? Okay, I'll turn it to Fadi.
Yeah, just a quick note on the comment from the United Kingdom. Our entire budget is published on our website. Everything we get, everything we spend, its sources is published, and we will maintain that. What I commit to you that I did this morning, and it may have been just a detail, so I want to emphasize it. One of the difficulties I had coming in as CEO of ICANN is to see the budget in a what we call, in at least on the financial side, upside down a little bit. I see a very departmental budget now, so I can tell you how much we're spending on IT, but I'd like to be able to tell you how much we're spending on every specific project at ICANN. So I'm turning the budget upside down right now. That's going to take us probably 6 to 9 months, but by the end of this exercise, you will be able to see exactly what is being spent on every initiative at ICANN. This way, there's full accountability and visibility to that. So I appreciate your comments, and I support them, and I'm committed to them.
Let me add, I think I also heard from the intervention from the UK a request to examine the sources of revenue and the financial underpinnings of ICANN, which perhaps to my ears are quite tuned in a particular way, but that suggests the favorable outcome of greater contribution from the UK and other members, which we would look forward to quite a lot.
Thank you. So just to wrap up on this issue, I think what I'm hearing here is that there are a number of mechanisms and opportunities underway for some of the issues that have been raised by the high-level meeting to be taken on board by ICANN, and a general spirit and willingness and openness to look at these issues, some of which have already been anticipated by ICANN, by the board, and for which mechanisms have already been put in place, and GAC input is welcome. Our intention following this meeting would be to prepare a chair's report, which will highlight the issues. And I take the point that was made that the ATRT is not the venue for all of them, and that it should be to the chair of the GAC working with the board to figure out by which venue and which means should each of these issues be addressed. I think the globalization issue is a particularly good example, given Fadi's remarks this morning and intent to really embed globalization or internationalization in the fabric of everything that ICANN does. So there may be some specific recommendations that have come out of the high-level meeting, but that could be taken on board in different ways and through different processes. Similarly, with respect to the review of the GTLD and what it means for all aspects of the organization and for the next phase would be a place where some of what the high-level meeting has signaled as a priority could be taken on board. So with that, I think this has been a very fruitful discussion of the key issues that were raised at the meeting today. Are there any other issues that anyone would like to raise? Oh, Bertrand, over to you. He asked me to ask if there were any other issues, so and he's apparently got one.
Yeah, thank you, Marta. I just wanted to take the opportunity of the presence of many governmental representatives here to broaden the scope a little bit, because I understand this is something that you've been discussing, i.e. the fact that ICANN is a component in an ecosystem that deals with governance issues. ICANN with other entities like IETF, W3C, IRRs, the root server operators, and so on, is part of an ecosystem of a particular layer, which is the logical layer of the Internet. But there are many issues related to the governance of the Internet, which, or governance on the Internet, which, as Steve was mentioning before, is not within the remit of ICANN. ICANN is a participant in the global discussion and an actor in the global discussion. But some of those issues have to be addressed in a multi-stakeholder manner in other spaces, and you know, for those of you who have followed the World Summit on the Information Society, that it created another process called the Internet Governance Forum. I want to take the opportunity of your presence here to highlight how complementary those two exercises are. And in as much as you devote growing effort in the environment of ICANN, and ICANN is developing as much as possible this interface and making it a tool for all actors, including governments, to address issues related to this technical layer, the logical layer of the Internet. The IGF is a space that requires the involvement of governments to discuss issues that are related to other themes. Can be freedom of expression, can be privacy, can be many other topics. And so I want to take the opportunity to encourage those of you who will be participating in the IGF in Baku in a couple of weeks to interact with us over there. Some of us are going to be there. There will be an open forum for ICANN, but it's much broader than ICANN issues. And this call or this appeal is actually that in as much as in your work here in the GAC within ICANN, you strive to develop your procedures, get better support, get better capacity to work and do work. The IGF and the secretariat of the IGF and the process that the IGF is also a tool for you to use, and support for this other component of the multi-stakeholder approach is something that is clearly complementary. And so I encourage all of you to hopefully participate in the IGF in Baku, and I hope to see some of you over there. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a theme that I touched on briefly today, and that was touched on briefly, but a very helpful comment to position the work of ICANN within the work of many other organizations. And I had Denmark who wanted to comment on this point. No? No. Oh. I misread. Does anyone want? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I didn't want to comment on that. I wanted to come in on an entirely separate issue, if I may. shall I proceed? Yes. Okay, thank you. The point I'm about to make was prompted, actually, by the presentation by Olivier Crepin-Leblanc over lunch, the chair of the ALAC, and that is the importance of hearing the voice of youth. I think in every multi-stakeholder forum with responsibility for internet issues, we should be hearing how young people are viewing the internet. They are the next generation of users, and we're seeing some successful exposure to the voice of youth in the Internet Governance Fora, in the global IGF. The UK has been taking the voice of youth to the global IGF. In Eurodig, the European Dialogue on Internet Governance Forum, there was a very impressive presence of youth in Stockholm back in June, which really, actually, for us, policymakers from government, really brought us up. You know, we were quite... We're very impressed by what young people have to say, their perspective on the internet, how it should be developed, how it should evolve, and how it should be governed. And I wonder if we ought to flag up at this opportunity how ICANN should actually take into account the importance of engaging youth, reaching out to them, and bringing them into some of the discussions that ICANN is facilitating with regard to the evolution of the internet. So let me just flag that as a thought as we look ahead to embrace the next generation of users. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I see one person possibly stretching, but I don't see anybody waving at me. Were you waving or stretching? Waving, okay. All right. African Union Commission.
No, actually, thank you very much. Since I have the floor now, I have to. Actually, I was consulting with South Africa on an issue, and I was just. Anyway, I will switch to French. It's a little bit better.
Madam Chair, members of the GAC, thank you for allowing me to be here. Once again, I would like to show my appreciation for all the work that has been done so far and all the actions that had been taken with regard to Africa. The high-level meeting that has taken place has been useful, and I'm sure that it will be even a higher-level meeting in the future. On the African side, we will make sure that our representatives are involved in the discussion of the internet governance issues. As I said this morning, this topic appears to be extremely important for us, and our representatives should participate in those discussions. We are at your disposal. We are at the disposal of the continent is at your disposal to work with you, with the GAC, in order to jointly materialize the goals of engaging Africa as much as possible. I also support the remarks made by the UK representative regarding the involvement of youth. It is true that Africa is not so strongly present in the internet, but this could also represent an advantage because our youth could begin from a sound basis here with the advantages and the benefits the internet could offer. So I second his motion. We need to involve all the youth around the world and also the African youth. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Chair. I just have some general comments, if that's okay. Closer? I just have some general comments, if that's okay, at this stage. I'm Leslie McConnell with the New Zealand Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment. Since this is the first opportunity to take the microphone, I would like to, on behalf of New Zealand, congratulate our Canadian hosts, both on the success of this high-level meeting and for their support of the work of the GAC through Heather Dryden and her chair. Role as chair. So I guess echoing the contributions of many colleagues from around the table, New Zealand is also a very strong supporter of the bottom-up multi-stakeholder model represented by ICANN. We appreciate the positive and constructive discussions today. We've consistently contributed to the work of GAC, seeing it as an important contributor on behalf of the governments of the world to the work of ICANN. We, like others, wish to ensure that the GAC is a strong advisory group supported by clear advice from domestic governments. But we've also shared the concern of others that the ICANN itself has been criticised as not being sufficiently representative of all internet users. These criticisms have resulted, as we know, in moves in various circles to challenge ICANN as an authority to carry out its work. Perhaps it's worth reflecting that ICANN is now a mature organisation with its 15th birthday next year. So, therefore, we welcome the recognition by new CEO, Vardy, that there are some challenges for ICANN. And likewise, we welcome your intention to tackle those systematically. We very much appreciated your presentation this morning, in particular as the discussions have reflected the recognition of the need for more globalisation of the operations and presence of ICANN and for improved internal operation and management processes. Both are very important. So we've been heartened to hear both this morning and yesterday in the GAC that the board and CEO recognise the need for improving the interactions of the GAC with other ICANN constituencies. we acknowledge that this is not going to be straightforward. It will require work on the part of ICANN and various constituency groups, as well as the GAC itself. But recognition of the need is the first step in finding a solution. So we feel confident that ICANN is moving in the right direction, and we've made important progress. The discussions today have usefully coalesced a set of clear work areas to progress, and we look forward to continuing to work through the GAC and to contribute to the important work of ICANN. So thank you.
Thank you very much for those comments, and I'm going to use the prerogative of the chair and the fact that we are basically running out of time to say that those will be, unless you've got something very important to say, very short to say, okay, because we've been working you guys pretty hard today, and I do want to get you out of here on time.
Yes, I'm George Papapavlou from Greece. I will be very brief. I think the circumstances are extremely positive in the sense that the ICANN has an extremely high-quality leadership at this point in time. I must say that I was impressed by Fadi's presentation this morning. Steve Crocker, of course, is a symbol of ICANN, so I don't have to say anything good about him. But the combination, I think, is an ideal combination. I know the members of the board who most of them I know, but especially those that are European, and I know their quality. So I think the circumstances are excellent. I simply hope that we in the GAC will also be able to go a level up in our own performance and meet the challenge and make the best out of this cooperation.
Thank you very much for those comments. Steve or Fadi, before I wrap up the meeting, would either of you like to make any final remarks?
Very briefly. As I said at the opening, we know how much work goes into this and in preparation in long lead time. And as Fadi said, this probably wasn't on your plan for the year when you started. I don't think we could have asked for more. This is a really substantive and very healthy. I've been learning the words of diplomacy, and I think we have not just a success, but a great success here, which is quite heartening. We're here for you. We're here to serve, and we're here to participate, and we are energized and thrilled with the your presence and your support, and we are keen, absolutely keen, to engage in all of the issues that you've raised. I'll close with a few words from Fadi here. No? I took his words away. thank you all. Thank you all. It's great. I see around the room many old friends and I see many new faces. This is just excellent. Let's do it again.
And thank you to Steve, Fadi, and the board for your very constructive participation today and to all of the participants at the high-level meeting. It's been a really good day. It's been our first ever high-level meeting, and I think we can say that it's been a success. And I appreciate all of your support as chair during the day to make it a success, because really it's about you and the positive contributions that you brought to the table. There's a reception at 6 o'clock in the Marine Room, and I know that many of you are just really keen to get talking to one another informally. So with that, I will bring this meeting to a close and wish you well, and hope that you enjoy the rest of your evening. Thanks very much.